You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. The latest statistics show that the average cell phone, smartphone user looks at his or her phone 150 times a day at a minimum. What if we could harness all this obsession with our cell phone into a gospel witness sharing opportunity? And to do just that, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma has introduced a brand new app, an evangelism tool put in the hands of people. And to talk about this, we're bringing on the BGCO's personal evangelism specialist, Mike Napier. Howdy, Mike.
Hello, Brian.
Well, thanks for being with us. Tell us about this new app. What is it all about? How do we get it?
You know, it's real easy to get if someone would go to Evangelism OK on the iPhone download piece, on the App Store, I should say. They can access this. They can get it both on the iPhone as well as the Android. The reason we developed this, the vision behind it, is to put into the hands of Oklahoma Baptists and probably even beyond Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, put into the hands of Christians, followers of Christ, an evangelism tool that they could use anywhere they are. I mean, I'm a big tract guy. I love opening my Bible and going through the Roman road. I even have some memorized gospel presentations, of course, in my head. But Brian, if they can have a app where they can click, they can touch a button and sit down next to someone at a Starbucks or a Panera and say, "Can I show you something on my iPhone?" and just begin a gospel presentation. How beautiful is that? But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to this evangelism app than merely sharing the gospel. There's a lot more to it.
Well, something I love is that, like you say, you don't have to have been the best navigator student in the world, having memorized whole books of the Bible.
Yes.
It's all at your fingertips. And of course, we would encourage Bible memorization.
Oh, but sure.
It has a very handy interface here, Mike, and you know, you just go right to it. Tell us about some of the specific features of this app.
I'd love to. Well, there is the Sharing Jesus app. And by the way, Colby King and 33 Ministries, they're the ones that put this together. And he and I have been chipping away at this for many, many months. There is the Share Jesus part of it, but there's also a State Evangelism Conference part of it where you could touch on that and actually register for the State Evangelism Conference. Something that I am really, really passionate about, Brian, is this My Mission Field app. Because on the My Mission Field, you are able to enter in someone that you are witnessing to, someone that you have began a gospel conversation, a gospel dialogue with, and then you can literally record on your app the conversation you had with the person. Are they saved? Did you share your testimony with him? Did you share a gospel message with him? How receptive are they? And there are not just type in, but there are actually buttons that you touch and you slide back and forth. It's really cool. That's one of the areas that I'm really, really passionate about, because personal evangelism is such a key to reaching our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the My Mission Field button is huge. It just is. Learning to Share is another button that's on here. Learning to Share the Gospel, it's a tutorial. Another one is key verses. You mentioned memorizing scripture. Well, there's actually a button on here that will help you memorize Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Cool.
Romans 10, 9. Romans 3, 23. John 14, 6. The list goes on. But all verses that would help someone dialogue a gospel conversation. And so if someone hasn't memorized those verses and many others like it, that help is on there. Inspiring stories. We all need a little inspiration. So there's some inspiring stories about sharing the gospel on there. Brian, there's a button that says, "Tell us your stories." What's that for? It is if someone in Boise City goes across the street and shares the gospel with a neighbor, I would love to hear about that. Someone down in Broken Bow, where I used to live, I used to pastor. Someone shared the gospel with a coworker, they can actually sit down and type in that story so that we can not only share that story with others, but we can pray for them and we can pray for the person they're witnessing to, because the power of prayer is huge in the area of evangelism. find a church. Someone might say, well, why would you have find a church piece on an evangelism app? Well, I've been in a lot of conversations in places where my church home was not close to the person I was witnessing to. They lived somewhere else. So if I open the Find a Church app and I enter in their zip code and hit enter, I can scroll through there and show them a couple of good Southern Baptist churches that's close to their home, and they can find a church.
Cool.
So it's a great tool to get people connected. And the list goes on. The Oklahoma Conference of Southern Baptist Evangelists, there's a button for them on there. Leading Kids to Christ gospel track is on there. What is the cooperative program? And explains that. And then there's just so much more. I don't know if you've taken the time to see this part or not, but it actually, if you touch share the gospel by text, it gives you a dialogue. All you have to do is type the person's name in or types the person's cell phone number in there, and it already gives you the statement. It says, I wanted to see if we could get together sometime soon. I would like to tell you about the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. Let me know when works for you, and you hit send. The statement's already typed in for you. You just got to enter in your friend's cell phone number or email. We're just helping people share the gospel.
I love how you've built this, you and our ministry partner in this, with the average user in mind, the person who's going to actually be sitting down and working one-on-one with people that God puts in their path. This app actually is free to download.
Yes.
It's the Evangelism OK app. It's in the iTunes. It's in the Google Android tool, and you can get it on your phone today. And it's a free download because this is life and death, and this has a lot of materials that you'll want to get right at your fingertips. You know, Mike, thinking about how we often get caught flat-footed, we may not have our Bible with us, or we may not have gospel tracts in our pockets.
Right.
This is right there. People always have their cell phone with them.
That's
and
right.
Can pull it out at a moment's notice. And what I love, like you said, it draws in conversation. We're both so used to looking at each other's phones. Hey, look at this picture of my kid, or
That's
look
right.
at this picture I took on a trip. Look at the gospel. And anything else you want to add? What is the main and plain presentation like? What will that be like or look like?
When you click on, you know, share the gospel, it's really similar to the Romans 6:23 one verse gospel presentation, where there's a line of separation and you share with the person that God loves them and has a plan for their life. And you share with them John 3:16. And the fact that God is perfect, but we're not, and what we deserve is death and hell, and that it requires us to repent, turn away from our sins, and ask God to forgive us for being the boss of our own life, and that although we deserve death and hell, we're asking for His forgiveness and for His grace as we repent and turn away from our sins and receive Christ as the boss of our life. That is on here, and you can just touch the screen and go page by page by page. And so they have a visual in front of them. And wow, aren't we a visual society today?
Yes.
So it's a visual in front of them. The user doesn't have to memorize the gospel, although they will if they use this a couple of times because it's so simple. It's a clear and concise gospel presentation. So that's really the highlights of that, Brian. And let me interject, if that's all right. We could not have done this without the cooperative program. Yeah, it's free. You mentioned it was free a while ago. And it is free. It's free for all. Anyone that wants to download this free app. But nothing's free, really. Someone has to pay for it. And that's where a church perhaps couldn't do this by themselves, couldn't afford this by themselves. But because of the cooperative program, we're all giving together. And so from that, we're able to take some of those cooperative program budgeted dollars in the evangelism area and create this app for people to use to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, it's just the power of the cooperative program. It's beautiful. So anyway, I just wanted to mention
good
that.
Good word. Good word. The British phrase, free at the point of use. But there was a lot that went into this. A lot of people gave through the cooperative program
yes.
to make tools like this possible. So I would encourage anyone listening to this to go today with your iPhone or your Android or your smartphone and go ahead and get the Evangelism OK app. Now, Mike, I want to step back for a minute and ask you to get us kind of energized. Share a story with us either from your life or someone you've heard of a one-on-one evangelism example. Because, you know, we see in the scripture how the disciples, person to person, took right. the gospel. Have you heard recently or have you experienced recently someone who, just by sharing with them one-on-one, their life was transformed? They came to Christ. They were born again. Get us excited about that.
You bet. And because I get to go from church to church and from place to place, I get to hear lots of stories. God is doing amazing things all across Oklahoma and literally all across North America. We see the enemy doing great things. We talk about that a lot, but I appreciate your question. Just the other day, actually, I was leaving the Baptist building, and it was about 6 or 6:10, and one of our lawn care guys was, matter of fact, it's the owner. He was out working on the water sprinkler system. I went up and struck up a conversation with him and talking to him about sod and grass and just common ground, right? And transferred to just, hey, everybody I meet, I like to ask this question. Everyone I meet, I like to ask this question. He goes, okay. I said, can I ask it of you? He goes, well, yeah. In your personal opinion, what do you understand it takes for a person to go to heaven and have eternal life? And he goes, well, you know, that's a good question. And so we laugh and talk, and he goes, you know, some people would say you have to go to church. Some people would say, this is his answer. Some people would say you have to go to church. Some people would say you have to be something called saved, I think is the term, and that's what his exact words were. He says, I just think you've got to be a good person. He said, I don't go to church. I just think you need to be a good person. And through being a good person, you know, it'll probably work out for you. And so I smiled at him, Brian, and I said, hey, do you have just a couple of minutes that we could step in here in the air conditioning and I could share with you actually what God has said about how to answer that question? I said, it all points back to the Bible. And he said, I don't today, but I want to hear from you. And I said, oh, good, I'll buy you lunch. And he goes, no, I'll buy you lunch. What? And he says, yeah, I'll buy you lunch. We'll sit down. And I said, okay, when do you have time? And so actually it's on my calendar. It's on his calendar. We set a calendar appointment. And so in another couple of days, 6-7 days, we're going to sit down. We're going to have lunch. And I get to share the gospel with him. Now, that wasn't that, wow, he got saved, you know, fell on his knees crying moment. But it was a gospel seed that was planted because common ground was found and a simple question was asked, a diagnostic question was asked. And so I know where he is. I actually entered his information in the app. So I have his name. I have all the whole story with it. But prayerfully, he will come to know Christ in another 6 days, or maybe it's going to take a couple of meetings. Maybe it's going to take a couple of times of him hearing the gospel. But I share that story with you to say people are all around us. Hmm. We need to slow down, walk slowly through the crowds, right? Even if it's just one person, walk slowly through, take the time to find common ground, ask a diagnostic question, and see what the Spirit of God does. It's not rocket science. It's simply the gospel. It's awesome.
I love that. That's awesome. We'll be praying that that man comes to Christ
and is
born again. Well, we're talking to Mike Napier, who serves with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma as personal evangelism specialist. And Mike, you have inspired me. You've equipped others just to take that simple, life-changing, eternity-changing gospel to the person next door, to the person we bump into on a daily basis. And I want to thank you for leading us to bring out an app like the Evangelism OK app. It's a great tool. It has awesome resources, awesome follow-up resources, and you'll want to get it today. Go to the iTunes or Google Store and download the Evangelism OK free app on your phone and begin to use it. And we would love to hear from you at the BGCO. You can find out how to contact Mike Napier through the www.bgco.org. website and tell us how this app has been used and about the life-changing encounters. So, Mike, thanks again for telling us about this.
Thank you for the opportunity, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.